Hello and welcome. This file is called Nocturnal Visit. It's a little fantasy file in which you will have a visitor during your night. It's a kind of succubus, incubus-like creature that will feed on your energy. This version is a drained version. In this version you will be completely drained until you're dead. So make sure it's what you want. Now, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily relax. Lay back, close your eyes, relax, and let's begin. Now, this induction is a little bit different. I hope you're comfortable and relaxed and ready to begin. Close your eyes. And allow your fantasy to come alive. Can you remember Alice in Wonderland? In the end, it turns out Wonderland is just in her fantasy. But does it really matter? What's the difference between the memory of reality and the memory of a dream? And what's the difference between being in reality and being in a dream? While you're in the dream, it's reality for you. And maybe this reality is only reality while you're in this dream. You can never know. But if you perceive the dream as being as real as reality, and while you're in the dream, you can't make out any difference. Is there a real difference between dream and reality? Is a dream less than reality? Or maybe more? Because you have the freedom to experience anything you want. You're not restricted as you are in reality. And I bet you can remember dreams that were so wonderful that you would love to go back there. Now the same is true for your fantasy. Your fantasy can create dream worlds for you to experience. And this is the goal of this induction. To allow you to experience your fantasy. So, use your fantasy and imagine yourself in a forest. See it around you, feel it around you, smell it, taste it, really experience it. And as you allow this fantasy forest to become more and more real, you might already notice your body relaxing a little bit more as your focus shifts away from your physical body and into this fantasy. And you know you don't have to find your way there alone. You have help. See the little white rabbit off in the distance, knowing he's your guide into your own fantasy. Follow it. Follow the white rabbit. And with every step, it becomes more real, more vivid. You allow your fantasy to take over, to immerse yourself in this dream, in this fantasy. And with each and every step, you can let your body fade away from your conscious mind more and more. Let it become heavier and heavier, more and more relaxed, feeling so wonderful. So perfect, so you can focus completely on this fantasy. Feel it. Feel as you walk through the forest, following the white rabbit. Feel the ground beneath your feet. Smell the air around you. Let it become more and more real, more and more vivid. As you follow the rabbit, chase it, coming closer and closer. But then it disappears into a hole. You stand before the rabbit hole. It's big enough for you to follow him. And you know where this hole will take you. Into Wonderland. Deeper into your fantasies. That's right. Feel your body again. How heavy, comfortable, and relaxed it has become. Knowing Once you enter into the rabbit hole, you will drift deeper into this fantasy, deeper into Wonderland, leaving behind the awareness of your physical body, so your fantasy can become much more vivid, much more real. That's right. And you're ready to enter the rabbit hole. See yourself moving into the rabbit hole, crawling into it, leaving behind your physical body, immersing yourself in your fantasies, going on your journey into Wonderland, and you crawl through the dark barrel, feeling your way through it, until finally the ground beneath your feet starts to break up and you fall, floating down a deep bottomless hole, floating down slowly. You know you're safe while you glide deeper and deeper down, down into Wonderland, down into your fantasy. You're falling weightlessly, gliding down, immersing yourself in your fantasy, falling deeper, deeper, deeper. Down you go, deeper and deeper down. You feel completely safe and relaxed as you fall down, down into Wonderland. This fantasy becomes absolutely real. The deeper you fall, the closer you get to Wonderland. Falling down, 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 weightlessly. Nothing around you. You're just falling, falling, down. And then you gently land on the bottom of the hole. And as your feet gently touch the ground, you look around you. You're in a room with a single door. There's also a table with a little glass vial. The door is far too small for you, but you know what you have to do. You know that when you drink the vial, you will shrink. You will be small enough to fit through the door and enter Wonderland. You grab the vial, wondering for a moment if you are Wonderland. Works the same. Or maybe, no, you feel safe. You open the vial, put it to your mouth, and drink. It's a sweet, fruity flavor. You can feel it rolling over your tongue smoothly. It tastes wonderful. You swallow it down, and you feel heat radiating from your stomach, radiating out into your body. As you become dizzy, everything around you starts to spin. You feel dizzy and confused. Your body starts shrinking, and it's a weird sensation. It feels as if your body doesn't fit you anymore, as you begin to shrink down more and more, becoming tinier and tinier, shrinking down. And then the weird sensation stops. You're shrunken down. Now you can fit through the door. You can fit through the door and enter Wonderland, where you can live your fantasies, experience your fantasies. That's right. You notice that everything has become even more vivid, knowing that once you pass through the door into Wonderland, you will be completely immersed in this fantasy. It will be absolutely real. You will forget any other reality and immerse yourself totally and completely. You see the door Walk towards it, approaching the door. See every detail of the door, knowing what will happen when you pass through it. You grab the handle, open the door. As you open the door, bright light shines from the other side. Impossible to see anything but bright light flooding through the door. And you're getting ready to pass through the door into Wonderland. Taking a deep breath, ready to let go completely and pass through the door. Walk through it into Wonderland, into the light, and let go. Now imagine yourself lying in your bed at night, sleeping, or maybe not sleeping anymore, as you slowly become aware. You feel a hand resting on your forehead. You slowly become more and more aware. Something in the back of your mind tells you that you should be afraid, that you should feel fear, that you should panic. There's someone in your bedroom, but you're completely calm, relaxed, feeling wonderful, peaceful. Everything's alright, except the strange hand on your forehead. As you become more and more awake and aware, you realize that your entire body is completely paralyzed, impossible to move a single muscle, impossible to open your eyes. You just lay there, helpless, wondering what's going on. You feel a weight sitting down on a bed next to you. There's definitely someone here with you, sitting on your bed, holding their hand on your forehead, while you are completely paralyzed, and you don't know what's going on. And then, you start to feel it. Something's flowing from the hand on your forehead into your mind. Some energy, some awareness. Whoever or whatever is sitting on your bed is beginning to invade your mind. You can feel it. You can feel them going through your thoughts, through your memories. This energy, this awareness starts to fill your mind more and more, exposing all your thoughts, all your secrets, all your fantasies, everything. Everything you are is laying open before them, and you feel exposed, naked, more naked than you ever felt before. Completely exposed. But then, those emotions, the nakedness, the humiliation you feel, is sucked away from you. And you begin to suspect whatever is sitting on your bed is feeding on your emotions, maybe even on your fear. Maybe that's why you're so calm, even though you're paralyzed with someone sitting in your bed. It's draining away your emotions. It's feeding on them. And for some reason, the presence in your mind almost seems to smirk as you realize this. For a short moment, it stops doing whatever it does. You're still paralyzed, but suddenly, you're filled with fear, you're filled with shame, with humiliation, with this feeling of being naked, and with fear, a Terror, a cold shudder running through your paralyzed body. You feel this panic welling up inside you, and then it's sucked away again. All the shame is sucked away again. It is feeding on your emotions, whatever it is, whatever this thing is that is sitting on your bed, that is paralyzing your body, that is invading your mind, exposing every thought, stripping your mind completely naked, manipulating your emotions. But you feel the calm again, flooding your body, flooding your mind. You relax again, not knowing what's going to happen, what's going on at all. And then, suddenly, you feel something else. Lust, arousal, pleasure. You become aroused. It feels as if lust is flooding into your body, as awareness of your body is fading away more and more. You can feel this energy, this arousal, this lust flowing through it, flowing through your entire body, every cell. You become aroused, horny, losing yourself in this lust more and more. You can almost feel yourself falling into this lust. As your thoughts fade away, the lust grows stronger and stronger. You become more and more aroused than you ever felt before. Whatever this thing is doing to you, it feels so amazing. Becoming so horny, so aroused, losing yourself in it. And as this arousal grows in your body, it becomes self-sustaining, like a chain reaction, producing more and more and more arousal. And then you feel it being siphoned off, but it doesn't matter. Your arousal has become self-sustaining. You create so much more arousal, still growing inside your body, even as it's drained, at an incredible speed. More and more arousal is created inside you. Every cell of your body is creating more of it. You lose yourself in this pleasure, in this bliss. Everything, your mind seems to be swimming in pleasure, swimming in arousal. It's getting impossible to think. You can just feel the lust, feel the arousal swirling through your mind, swirling through your body, flowing through your mind, and then being sucked off into the hand on your forehead, sucked off by whatever is in your bed. But you don't mind. You're long beyond caring. You're completely lost in the arousal and pleasure, and it's just going on. It's growing more and more, flowing through your mind. The steady stream of arousal washing through your mind, washing through all of your thoughts. You're completely paralyzed. Not only your body, but also your mind. In this extreme stream of arousal, lust, pleasure, flowing through your mind into whatever it is that is doing this to you, and it feels amazing. It just goes on and on and on, and you barely notice. Another hand grabbing your right wrist, pulling it up, your arm dangling loosely from the grip of the hand, and then you feel lips being gently pressed against your wrist, your pulse. You can feel a slight kiss accompanied by a wave of pleasure before it changes into a brief burning sensation that is instantly siphoned off as well. The pain is siphoned off, but you know it's there. in back of your mind, you can feel it burning, and you know it's a mark, a brand. You have been branded, branded like cattle, branded as food. You're absolutely sure of this. You try to focus your mind, try to do anything, try to figure out what's this thing, and at that moment you feel a weird pulse coming from that brand, coming from that mark, flowing through your mind, and instantly you know that it's okay, that you're fine with being branded as food, fine with being food for this superior being. Something's happening with you, but that's okay. And then you feel lips on your lips. You feel an explosion of lust in your body. It's growing even stronger. All the lust flowing through your body, suddenly exploding like an orgasm, but just infinitely stronger, infinitely more intense. Your body on fire with lust, your mind lost in the bliss. It feels so amazing. It's exploding inside you. It feels wonderful, and you just stay in this state for what seems to be forever, until you finally come down a little bit, coming back. Your mind seems to be back. You're floating in this ultimate post-orgasmic bliss, and you receive another thought, knowing they want you to be aware of what's coming next, and while you still float in this post-orgasmic bliss, being completely happy, you know they're draining all your energy, all of your energy, leaving your body lifeless and empty, and for some reason you're okay with this. You're free of any fear, free of any worries, knowing you have found your place. You surrender yourself to whatever, whomever it is that's sitting on your bed that gave you this amazing orgasm, that will feed on your energy, giving you purpose. And you feel it beginning. Another kiss. Deep, long kiss. You can feel the energy. All your energy flowing out of your body. Slowly, slowly flowing out of your body. Flowing in a steady stream through your mouth, into them, and your extremities start to empty out. Your fingers, the awareness of your fingers fades completely away, your toes, your feet, hands, as more and more energy is sucked from your body, knowing those are your last moments, as your lower legs and lower arms begin to fade away, being emptied completely. The energy is flowing upward to your mouth. Your upper legs and upper arms empty out. More and more, you can actually feel it. Feel your body being emptied. Feel it dying off more and more. Your arms are empty, your legs are empty. You can feel the energy flowing out of your stomach, your chest. You lose more and more of your energy, of your life, dying a little bit more with each and every second. You can still feel yourself breathing, you can still feel your heart beating, but you know that's only because their power is doing it to you. They want to keep you alive. They want you to feel it, to feel every second of it, every moment of it. As you drain more and more, your torso emptying out, All the energy has left your body. Only your mind, your brain still aware, still alive. Only they are keeping your heart pumping, your lungs breathing. And the weirdest thing is, as they release the grip on your mind and you're becoming even more aware that your body is already dead and your mind is about to fade away as well, your only wish is to just see them, just see the being you're serving as food. Look at them once, knowing how they look. You can feel the kiss intensify, can feel the energy flowing from your face, your eyes, everything fades away. You're just your brain, your awareness, and everything seems to become dimmer and dimmer, slowly, ever so slowly. They enjoy it. They enjoy to slowly empty you out completely. As you fade away more and more, everything fades away into darkness. More and more. You feel a last burst of pleasure coming from them before you float away into total and complete darkness. Peaceful darkness, and you're gone. And now it's time for you to return to the real world. And you will find that after you awaken, you will remember every detail, this fantasy very vividly, every feeling, every sensation, everything, as if you have dreamt it. I will count you out now, and with each and every number, the memories will become more vivid, more real in your mind. One, you slowly come back. Two, more and more awake. Three, more and more alert. Four, drifting back up to the surface, more and more. Five, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. Six, your muscles build up tension again. Seven, your pulse, your breathing frequency, your blood pressure, everything normalizes. Eight, wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, you're almost completely back. And nine, stretch yourself. Enjoy this feeling a moment longer, and with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and goodbye.